Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A Greek prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He sent him a reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But a woman came and did not take him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He sent him a reply, "It is right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. St. John Vianney is the patron for the priests, especially diocesan priests. He is not a clever person. That's why he was spelled out from the seminary, because he failed in the subject of Latin. When he left the seminary, a priest taught him Latin, and eventually he succeeded to be ordained priest, because by that time, with the Latin, you cannot understand theology and to say Mass in Latin. He just managed to do so. So he was ordained priest and sent to a parish, not too many people. But he's a very holy priest. He spent nearly 16 hours every day to hear confessions. And gradually, more and more people came to his church, not only from his parish, from the other parishes, even in whole France. The demon did not spare him. He could not sleep well at night to disturb him in his room. But he feel calm, always trust in the Lord. Day after day, he spent hours and hours to hear confession. And eventually, his community became a flourish community. Qing Bianli is a patron saint for us diocesan priests, especially. His faithfulness to his mission is in confession. Let us ask our Lord to bless us to follow the footpath of St. Vianney, that especially we priests can follow his way of serving people without reserve. He always opened his door to the people in need. Let's ask our Lord to give us this special grace, not only for priests, for every one of us, always faithful to our calling, no matter religious life or to form a family, always open to the Lord, entrusting everything in the hand of the Lord. Jesus, we trust in you.